everybody. Today we got something a bit more on the lighthearted or somewhat comedic side, I suppose. Today we're going over SCP-1908, Object Class Euclid. He is otherwise known as Mr. Soap. With that all out of the way, let's begin. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-1908 is to be held within a standard humanoid containment chamber with the other misters in hall in sight. The walls of this chamber are to be constructed of non-porous material with a dental vacuum affixed to SCP-1908's mouth to prevent SCP-1908 from suffocating due to its effect. Personnel entering the chamber containing SCP-1908 are to wear cleated boots while they remain in the chamber. Description: SCP-1908 is a male humanoid approximately 1.5 meters tall and weighing 58 kilograms. The experimental tissue belonging to 1908 is consistently producing a slick mixture of water and soap. SCP-1908's eyes have been coated in a plastic resin which blocks the liquid without limiting eyesight. A tattoo reading Mr. Soap from Little Misters by Dr. Wondertainment has been made on the bottom of its left foot. The designation appears as 6 in document SCP-909-A. As SCP-1908 stays in one area, the soap on its body will spread, causing any surface it contacts to become slippery. This can be removed by normal means, but it will be perpetually generated as long as SCP-1908 is in the same area. If SCP-1908 comes into contact with any liquid matter, the matter will immediately take on the properties of water and soap. The liquid may then produce large soap bubbles capable of floating into the air while carrying a human subject within. Bubbles will not travel more than 2 meters into the air and will pop if forced to go beyond this altitude. SCP-1908 was recovered from an industrial complex in People's Republic of China. The owners of the complex have been using the fluids produced by SCP-1908 as industrial cleaners and had affixed it to their factory equipment. Agents were able to recover SCP-1908 without incident, distributing Class D amnestics to all witnesses. As of 9-18-19, SCP-1908 has been contained and classified as Euclid. Addendum 1908-A. The one being interviewed in this is SCP-1908. The interviewer is Dr. Bioid. The interview was taken shortly after initial containment. Begin log. Good afternoon, SCP-1908. I'm going to be, interviewing you today. All right. Now, can you identify yourself? I'm Mr. Soap from The Little Misters by Dr. Wondertainment. That's correct. Buy one today. What? I'm sorry. Anyway, can you provide any information about your origin? I'm not really sure. The first thing I can remember aren't real. The second thing I remember is being on the streets of... Now, it wasn't exactly peachy to be a guy like me in a place like that, so I considered myself pretty lucky to get taken in by Giro. And who was Giro? He owned one of the factories. Said he took me in and out of the generosity or some weird anguish like that. They were really nice, the factory people. They took care of me and kept any outsiders away from me. I really thought they were my friends. I really did. Then they started asking me for favors. I thought it'd be a good way for me to repay them. What did they ask you to do? They put me in these machines, see, to clean them. Wasn't safe, but I thought it would be okay. Just helping friends, right? But it wasn't okay. When I was asked to be let off, please, continue. They just used me. I was a dumb little toy to them, just for cleaning their machines. I didn't have any friends. Hey, calm down. You're among friends here. Yeah. That's what they said too. End log. Addendum 1908-B. This note was found on SCP-1908 during its initial containment. Wow, you've just found yourself your very own Little Mister, a limited edition collection from Dr. Wondertainment. Have your Mr. Soap make a slip and slide adventure, or fly in his magic bubbles. Have a bubble fun Sunday, all to your very own. Find them all and become Mr. Collector. So I suppose it wasn't exactly lighthearted, but it's getting pretty close to April Fool's, so gotta keep you guys on your toes and ready. Anyway, that's all for now. Next time we have a lecture, I will be bringing in a very special guest, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But for now, you are all dismissed. Goodbye. Hello everyone, Dr. Redacted here, and I am just here to say thank you so much for listening to today's video. If you would rather listen to this on YouTube, just know that there is a YouTube version of the show, or if you would like to listen to it on Spotify or anything like that, just know that there is that route as well. I would also like to point out the fact that, hey, I now have a gaming channel. It is called Helsing Gaming currently. You can find it linked in the description below. There I play some video games and just, you know, chat more casually. It's a lot of fun over there. You guys should go check it out. But most importantly, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. If you like any more updates from me, just know that I do have social medias also linked down in the description below. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, be sure to do the thing that every YouTuber tells you to do. Like, comment, and subscribe. It really helps me out, and I can't thank you all enough. But until we meet again, I want to say goodnight. Sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.